Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, Exville. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we have Headstrong, 52 Women Who Changed Science and the World. This is by Rachel Schwabe. She is a freelance journalist, and her work has appeared in Wired and O and Oprah Magazine. And she's looking at women across the globe that are impacting the sciences. And she looks at their projects from inception, idea, and inception to development, and carries it through, and the impact that it's having in our larger context, culturally and scientifically. She's looking at people alive today and people from the past. People such as Dorothy Hodgkins, chemist, Anne Cannon, astronomer, Alice Ball, chemist, Sally Ride, and the one and only Florence Nightingale, who, by the way, is often not recognized for what she did with statistics and health. And so that is a Headstrong, 52 Women Who Changed Science and the World. We have The Triumph of Seeds, and it's about how grains, nuts, kernels, pulses, and pips conquered the planted kingdom and shaped human history. This is by Thor Hansen. So this book is looking at seeds in our diet, seeds in our clothes, and quite literally, the seeds are really the stuff and the staff of life, supporting diets, economies, civilizations around the globe. And just as the search for nutmeg and other spices drove the age of discovery, the coffee beans helped fuel the Enlightenment, and the cottonseed helped spark industrial revolution. So we're looking at seeds here in this book. The Folded Clock, A Diary by Heidi Julewitz. And she, of course, is a fantastic author and writer. And in this book, what she's done is she went back and looked at diaries she had written decades ago and thought she'd try to see who that person was and what kind of writer she was. And instead, what she found was what she called a mind that was like the mind of a paranoid tax auditor. So she decided to go back and look at her life and kind of redo a diary and a chronology on her life as it would reflect a 40-some-odd woman who is a wife, a mother, and a writer. So The Folded Clock, that is by Heidi Julewitz. We have How to Clone a Mammoth, The Science of De-Extinction by Beth Shapiro. Very interesting book. It comes from Princeton University Press, and it's looking at what scientists are doing with ancient DNA and species that obviously are no longer here, but what impact perhaps in the ability to clone not necessarily a species that's gone, but traits of that species that may impact or improve or help our animal and ecological world. The whole idea of, say, taking a trait of a woolly mammoth and applying it to an elephant and able to repopulate the frozen tundra and that kind of thing. So it's an interesting look at science and cloning and extinction, How to Clone a Mammoth by Beth Shapiro. We're going to wrap it up with Days of Rage. It's America's Radical Underground, the FBI in the Forgotten Age of Revolutionary Violence by Brian Burrow. He is the author of Public Enemies and The Big Rich. And what he's looking at is the decade of the 70s, where we had the Weathermen, the Symbionese Liberation Army, the FALN, Black Liberation Army, and many names that now somewhat time has forgotten, may seem rather quaint. But during the 70s, it was actually a daily occurrence that there would be bombings and underground groups stirring up various other forms of violence and leftist revolutionary counterculture type activity. And the FBI had been pretty much looked at as probably not handling the situation particularly well, very ineffectual. And what Burroughs is doing in this is he's reexamining the accomplishments of how that time was managed, where it was actually did better than perhaps was construed, and how it kind of fits in what we're looking around us today. So that is The Days of Rage by Brian Burrow. And that's new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.